You know, we were just talking about Oklahoma still. I know you sent a tweet out about it. I was looking up some of your teammates. It's amazing the amount of guys you played with that I forgot that you played with or didn't know you played with. It's remarkable, isn't it, what's happened in the last 48 hours. And as awful as it is there, you know, how America, how North America pulls it together and you know, embraces one community like we're all hopefully doing for Oklahoma City and Moore. It's just some of the images we saw Monday, were just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's catastrophic. I mean, no doubt about it. And to have people that you love and care about there even compounds that a little bit. I mean, it literally looks like I even read an article where it had more than force of an atom bomb in the area, which really puts it in perspective. So, you know, there's a lot of sadness going on around there. But, you know, like you said, the community is such a resilient community in Oklahoma City and around Oklahoma City. And our nation traditionally has pulled together and really helped out their fellow man. So I'm anticipating that you're going to have an outpouring of benevolence going on over the next month, 2 months.
Yeah, what Kevin Durant did, his donation was incredible. I'll tell you, though, also, you must have felt, and your whole family must have felt like that was as much home as anywhere, right, in your baseball career. When you look at the years you played there, we think of you as a Met, but 3 years there, I mean, you were almost a decade, in essence, really, weren't you, in Oklahoma City?
Well, I've got 8 years of big league service time, and I have an equal amount in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So that goes to show you that, I indeed have spent a lot of time there, and like I said, I've been tweeting and texting to friends, making sure that that they're safe, and thankfully the people I've reached out to are the only thing they want to talk about is how can they help. So, yeah. Like I said, that points to just the community that is represented there in Oklahoma City.
Blue Jays fans have been very encouraged, RA, but your performance the last couple starts and seemingly the groove you've been getting into. You mentioned the word quagmire. When will you feel like you're out of that quagmire you mentioned and back to being the kind of pitch you were last year at the Mets?
Well, I hope it's next start, you know, but the way that my, you know, these ailments have lingered, it's just been tough to really be myself. And I think last year I had to deal with the hernia all year, but at the same time, that wasn't something that kept my arm from working the way that it normally does. I mean, this year it's been this upper neck and back issue that, has been tough just to regulate. But it has improved. And so I'm encouraged by that improvement, thinking that it will eventually lead to it being clean, you know, and I can just go on and not have to worry about it on the mound ever.
All right, Dickie, joining us on Brady Lang on Sportsnet 5 at 90 The Fan. You'll next see RA on the mound Saturday against the Baltimore Orioles, of course, for a 1 o'clock start. Let me ask you about pitch count. Do we get deceived about what a pitch count should be for a knuckler as opposed to, I think we look at you and we look at all the complete games, the incredible run you went on last year, and think, I don't know, that you should go longer than someone who's throwing 93, 94. I don't think that's fair to you. Is that a bit of a disillusion or an illusion, I should say, we have about what you have to do? I mean, a pitch is still a pitch, right? You're still sweating it out.
Yeah, sure. You're grinding it out there, and there's other parts of your body that take abuse when a baseball pitching mechanic puts a lot of torque in a lot of areas. So, you know, sure, you feel it, but as far as your arm goes, I will say that I am more resilient than I was as a conventional pitcher, and I am more resilient than most guys can be because it's not a max effort pitch. Now, there are times that I try to throw it as hard as I can, but those are far and few between. I'm operating mostly at about 75 or 80% because that's where I'm best and have always been best. So it does allow me to go a little bit deeper from a pitch count standpoint in games. I threw 120 last game through 8 innings, and I think last year you saw those same pitch counts only a couple of times because I was just much more efficient. This year I haven't been as efficient in my pitch counts because I've had deep counts. I've taken hitters to 3-2 quite a bit. I've walked more guys than traditionally I do, and so all those things add up.
How different will your game plan be against the Orioles Saturday than the previous time you faced them back on April 23rd, RA?
Well, it's never different. I mean, that's the beauty, one of the beauties of pitching with a knuckleball as your primary pitch. You throw it about 85 to 90% of the time. Everybody knows what's coming, and you don't change that. It's one of the things that allows you to work on your craft in a way that, helps from outing to outing, because you're just trying to work on one repeatable delivery. And that's all I try to do in between starts, is I try to get my knuckleball, my release point right, my knuckleball feel right, my mechanic right, you know, things like that, because it doesn't change very often. So to answer your question in short, nothing's going to change. I'm going to throw knuckleballs and try to throw the best knuckleballs I can for 110 pitches.
All right, Dickie, our guest on Brady and Lang. You're getting the run support now. It is very much happenstance, often very circumstantial. But this team's, pounded out 21 runs for you in the last three starts. You had 17 runs in your first seven starts. It matters. I mean, we go through all these debates about sabermetrics and wins and losses, but in essence, it has to be great to know at least the last few starts out, your offense is either giving you a lead, or you know that they're in a groove against the opposing pitcher, and you don't have to be perfect, put it that way.
That's right, and it is so much easier to pitch when you have a little bit of a cushion, sure. Mm-hmm. But as you said, you can't predict run support. So you take the good with the bad. I mean, in 2011, with the Mets, I was 8-13 with a 3.2 ERA. I started off similarly that as to this year. So you can't. I mean, there's no way to really predict it. The next year, I won the Cy Young and 120 with just more run support and just a little bit better ERA. So, you can't. It's hard, man. It's hard. You just got to go out there and try to put up a quality start.
But it's amazing though. Like 20 is still that magic number, and you got there. And I don't know. It wasn't a year where the Mets were going to go to the playoffs, but was it on your mind? We grew up, and that was just that number, right? 20 wins for a pitcher was just this incredible achievement while we were kids.
Yeah, that there are these milestone numbers out there. There's the 200 innings, there's the 20 wins, there's the 100 RBIs, there's the 200 hits. I mean, there are these numbers out there that makes baseball really, really neat and fun to follow, because you have so many guys aspiring to get to those numbers. So last year was a magical year, but when you have a year like that, so many things have to happen perfectly. You have to have the right call in the right moment. You have to have the right defensive play, the right double play turn when a runner's on third base and you got one out. You have to have so many things that go your way in a year like that. So that kind of tells you that you've got to just focus on the process, the moment-by-moment responsibility that you have to make that perfect pitch. And that's all I try to do.
You've been through some good times and bad in your career. All right, when you look at this team where it is right now, do you see signs that it's beginning to turn it around and will turn it around in the next 6 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've won six out of our last nine games. I mean, we're starting to score more runs. We're starting to pitch better. We still have a lot of work to do, and I think everybody knows that. I think if we can kind of set some goals for ourselves as far as, if we can get to 500 by July 1st, that'll be great. If we can chip away and just try to get close. I mean, once the All-Star break hits, if you're at 500, you got a shot. You got a shot in any league. You're going to have to play well, but you got a shot. So we're not discouraged with the way that we're playing right now. We certainly want to try to run off a few streaks here between now and that time. But, we've got the team to do it, and we're going to get some pieces back. JJ's going to be back soon, I think, and Jose Reyes is progressing wonderfully. I mean, it'll be like getting an infusion of talent, hopefully right when we need it.
All right, Dickie, our guest. Last thing before you go, last year around this time, and certainly through all of June, leading the All-Star break was clearly just an incredible run by you. I mean, we couldn't predict the future, so we don't know you're going to be a Blue Jay. And I remember us coming in June and going, hey, the Blue Jays did this, but my God, R.A. Dickie did it again last night. You think back and you think about time and place and wedding anniversaries and kids' birthdays. When you look back now, about a year later, what was it like for you? What was that 6 week? How much did you just have to block out and focus on it? Because there was loads of attention, all positive.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I don't think that when you said, did you just have to block things out and focus on it? I think I did the opposite. I think the blocking out part just, in New York, the media is such that you can't really, it's always in your face, so why not just embrace it? And as far as focusing, I wouldn't change my routine one iota. I just would really pour into my routine, and I didn't go into a hole or anything. I tried to be as normal as possible, and take the good with the bad, whatever that might be. And thankfully, I got into a groove and was able to roll with it. And hopefully there's a similar streak upcoming for me with the Blue Jays here shortly.